Miriam Tazi in the house.
What's up, Malcolm Riddle?
Ooh. You're feeling that, aren't you?
Hey, what is that?
I got it right this time. Took me a second, people.
This is kind of like trippy. What is this?
Don't worry about
Should
that.
Should I know what this is, or?
I don't know. Oh. I'm just letting it I'm vibing with it. What are you sipping on, Miriam?
Some, Finnish liqueur.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's bringing it early, people. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of your boy, Malcolm Riddle. It's not really another episode of your boy, Malcolm Riddle. It's an episode of American Riddle. But, yeah, you know how it goes here. There's no script. There's no cue cards. It's just this. Yeah.
I can see myself driving to this.
Yeah. How's that?
I like that.
It's funky, ain't it?
I like that.
How you like that stuff, people, huh? That's how we bring it. Breaking it down. I got a good voice.
That's such a DJ thing to do.
Yeah. We had to let that play for a second, people. Sorry about that. But it is what it is. So here we go again. That's right. So here we are, sitting in front of Miriam Tazi. And yeah, what's been up? Anything good? Hot week in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. For those of you people all over the globe listening and tuning in, we've been boiling up in this camp. But I'm not complaining. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, the World Cup is up. That's what's up.
Yeah, a lot of people are tuning in. A lot of soccer being played. You know what I mean?
Everywhere else in the world, people are. That's like the biggest thing.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You said it, didn't you?
I said huge. You said
huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
There you go.
I mean.
But yeah, it's amazing.
Your teams have been winning?
No. No, man.
It's hard.
Well, first of all, Morocco didn't qualify, so my team in Finland doesn't participate, really.
Clear your throats.
The U.S. is in it, but that's, you know, the U.S. doesn't really, I mean, not that it doesn't count, but it's just kind of, U.S. doesn't really care about soccer like the rest of the world does, so it's not, you know, that big of a deal that the U.S. is part of it. It's like, eh.
I wish
kinda
I
like
could.
People just part of the bandwagon.
I wish I could get into sports like you guys, but I can't. I can't do it. I can't fake it.
I've been WhatsApping my friends all over the world, like my friends in Mexico, my friends in Kenya, and all this stuff, like in Canada.
Everyone Puerto Rico?
No, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico doesn't have a team?
Well, it's about qualifying and all this stuff. It's not all the, you know.
Jamaica.
No.
Jamaica didn't have a team.
Jamaica might have a team. They didn't make it to the World Cup.
What about Queens? Queens, New York.
World Cup.
Queens can play.
It's countries. It's not like, what is it? Boroughs?
The five boroughs.
It's not a borough. Huh? But there's the African Cup. But this is the World Cup. It's every 4 years. It's going on for a month. It's exciting. Today, my team lost. I was rooting for Côte d'Ivoire and they did not win. I was very upset.
It happens. It happens. I mean, that's I've gone into establishments from stores to you go anywhere where there's a television. People are definitely.
It's not like it is out in other places. You don't understand. Like,
circled.
Not there's
around.
Not one cafe that doesn't have. It's not packed right now.
It should be.
And people just smoking and drinking coffee and cheering and getting excited and at bars here. There's people at some happy hours and stuff, and happy hours extending until the end of the match or the game or whatever.
But yeah,
it's not the same vibe at all. The ambiance is definitely missing in this country. Here in Canada too, it doesn't really.
They got to get out and get to the bars and support their cup team, their World Cup team or whatever you call it. Yes,
well, just
I agree.
Go and support other sports besides American football and.
I don't get into any of those things. But speaking of bars, I had an interesting week.
How was your week? Oh, for. recruitment for prospecting?
Yeah, prospecting.
How did it go?
It was good, actually. Well, it was bizarre because I've been working with, you made me think about it when you mentioned about people being in bars. Mm. I went into a few bars just to prospect. As you guys know, listening, I've been out, you know, nonstop, pretty much going door to door with Mangria and a few other wines that I've picked up. So, you know, things are starting to change a little bit. It's weird because, you know, for the winter, I mean, the winter, it was just dead for me. You remember? It was just like nothing to sell, nothing going on. Then all of a sudden, everything started to, you know, started to form. So sometimes you just got to be patient. But now it's you know, I've got the wine shops in play, some of the usual suspects and making my rounds. You know what I mean? It's good. It's good to be seen, good to be back, good to be welcomed back. But I decided to go get out of my comfort zone and explore some other arenas, should I say. One could say.
Okay.
One could say. So Mangria, well, Mangria, as you know, is more of a, it's more of a cocktail. It's high octane juice, so very high alcohol. And it, of course, as you know, it's produced by Adam Carolla, and Adam Carolla has a you know, a very unique following, myself included. So disciples, one might say. So I decided to hit some bars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Bars, restaurants, just, you know, like drop
sports
in.
Sports bar type things? Yeah,
or? Strip club, actually.
That's the same. Yeah. Or
one may even say gentleman's club. You know, one may say this. It's a gentleman's club.
And you called them bars?
Bars,
That's
know.
A big difference between a strip club.
Well, I went to the
bar.
Virginia bars. So Virginia bars aren't full strip club.
Is it just topless?
Not even. I think they're pasties they have to wear. Oh. Yeah. I try not to look. Very awkward for me because I want to look, but I was there on business. So the first place I went into, you know, when you go across the, I guess you can say the border or the bridge, the key bridge, once you enter in Washington, D.C., you know, all bets, it's game on. You know what I mean? All bets are off. It's whatever. It's like the Wild West. Mm. You know, there's titties and all. So you'll get more than what you bargain for. But I decided not to do that this week. You know what I mean? It's a little hot out. You know, my game wasn't too tight. God knows I might wake up and it's 3 a.m. Wake up, you know what I mean, missing a boot or something. Who knows what could happen if I enter in that realm. Mm. So I was like, I'm just going to stick to VA, the VA side.
Pasties.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so I went into this one. It was just weird because it was like, I don't know, like I think 11:30 in the morning. You know, so already, you know, it's kind of, I'm kind of thrown out of, yeah, I'm already thrown out of balance.
Were there people in there?
Yeah.
A lot of people at 11:30 in the
amount,
morning?
Good amount.
Wow.
So I walk in. Well, first it's dark, right? It's just weird. It's a weird feeling because this week was just very bright, sunny, and hot. Mm-hmm. So when I walk in, it's dark. I went to one, and there's a lobby before you can't even go in. It's just a wall. It's a greeter there, and she's sitting there, and she's just, I don't know, she's playing with her phone, reading magazines or whatever, and she's yeah, looks like she's had a hard life. She couldn't have been 25, 22, 23. And I was like, oh. So I was just pretending I was like looking out the window and just like counting sheep or something. It was just weird because I was just trying to, you know. She was like, yeah, the manager's going to come out and see you. I'm like, cool. So I just stood there. Then all of a sudden this chick comes out. And she's pretty much naked. So she comes out into the lobby. Granted, in the lobby, it's a glass wall that you can see into the parking lot. So, yeah, she comes walking out. She's got these heels. I mean, she couldn't have been any more than 5 foot, 5'4", 5'5", but her heels made her taller than me. You know what I mean? She had some, at least 6 inch. It was a weird shoe. Like, it was as if she was on stilts. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was very bizarre to see her walk. But when she came out, she was shocked to see me standing there. So she stopped for a second. Then she carried on. She was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm out of here. And she had like some sort of like thin robe on. And then because she wanted to go outside and smoke. So she had to put something on. And you know, I'm just sitting there just trying to do trying to look casual. I was really awkward, though. I was like, yeah, I was stiff and just kind of weird. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? So I managed to take a sneak a peek at the stilettos that she had. They weren't even stilettos. It was like some sort of wooden shoe, which I'm sure looks good when the lights hit it. Hmm. You know what I mean? But in the daylight, it doesn't look so good, what she had on. Cheap, thrown together fabric and some wood shoe that was painted.
Hmm.
It didn't look too hot. I was like, ah, this is, you know, I really deal with the wine shops, but
the vibe.
Yeah, you just got to go in, you know, you got to go, you know, it's, you got to go heads in. You just got to just go alls in. I think that's the saying. I don't know. I'm getting my sayings mixed up, but,
isn't it all balls in?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to avoid that. I was really trying. Thanks. I was trying to avoid that saying with that particular establishment.
I was just trying to clarify.
I just felt kind of weird, but it is an area that I think with Mangria is weird because either you get it or you don't. That that guy came out. He was like in a three-piece suit. You know what I mean? Young guy comes out and he greets me. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, Adam Carolla. I give him the whole speech. You know, do you guys know? Are you familiar with Adam? Of course, he says no. You know, and of course, I say, where the fuck you been? You know, under a rock. You know, do you know anything? Do you know my man? Do you know my ace? Come on, work with me here. But he didn't know. So I get, you know, I've got printed material up. So I go over all the bullets. You know what I mean? And he's like, well, I'm going to have to let my boss know. I'm like, okay, I appreciate you coming out and spending some time with me. And that's that. So I go on to the next. I go. There's like three of them right in the same area. Yeah, it's pretty much the same from the second. But the third one I hit pretty good. Third one was different because the third one I walked into, and it's just you walk in and there everything is. It's like the bada bing, you know what I mean? Everything's just right there. So I was like, oh, man, I mean, the sister up there, and she's like up higher, and I'm like, whoa. And so and then I, you know, the music's playing and everything. So they're shaking it. You know, look at the first thing I do before I take a glance at the chicks, I got to look at them first. But then I look at the crowd, and it's a good sizable crowd there. Older guys, and there was a couple young guys posted up at the bar. And so I go to the bar, and the bartender, she sees me, and she just waves over at me. She has to take care of a few people at the bar, and she was really nice because when she came back, I was like, hey, I'm Malcolm. I'm here representing Adam Carolla. This is are you familiar with Adam? And you know, I go through the whole bullets, you know, his history real quick. But I didn't have to because she understood it, and then she looked at the flyer and it said Mang, and she was like, oh, Mangria. Nice. What a cool, you know, she so she got it and she understood it. And she was like saying that she would, she of course, everyone's got to pass the information on, but she understood it. And some of your key allies in anything is if the staff, the servers, the bartender, if they understand it and they get it,
they're
the humor
the ones
behind
selling
it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so she got it. So I think I'll follow up. I'm going to follow up with her. Yeah, you just have to overlook the overall setting. I mean, there's nicer ones. Those were just kind of hole in the walls that are in Virginia, because Virginia is not, you know. I mean, there's some good ones like down in Georgetown, Camelot. Camelot's nice. I go there, I get the Greek salad. The Greek salad's good. They make a mean Greek salad. Yeah. How many? You don't understand it, dude. Go ahead, say what's on your mind. Let me hear it.
I'm not going to say it.
Share it with the
public.
I feel
like you've said this before, but
I do.
Yeah,
it's one of my best jokes. That's bad, people, if that's my best joke. But it is a punchline that I use because the funny, and I got to explain the joke, but I shouldn't have to explain the joke. Who the hell goes to a strip club to eat? But they make a very good Greek salad, man, with grilled chicken. God knows what the kitchen looks like. Yeah, I drink something. I'm thirsty. But yeah, Camelot's a nice one in Georgetown. So that's on my radar. And there's a couple other one, Good Guys. That's up on Wisconsin Avenue. And it's across from some notable wine shops like Pearson's. You know, it's right there. And it's right next to, I think, Whole Foods or
how
something.
Convenient.
So yeah, I'll knock on a door and see what. I mean, you never know. Because if you strike, it might be good. Because, I mean, there's all men in there. So why wouldn't they be drinking Mangria?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I guess that's true.
Drink some Mangria.
Yeah. Why not?
But it, overall, it was kind of weird. I had Greek salad today, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, but not at a strip club.
How
I like
was
Greek
it? Not
salad.
As good?
I don't know, man. I like the olives and the cucumbers.
You like the it's feta, right?
Yeah. Feta cheese.
You're like raw onions too.
Yeah, the onions. Yeah, I'm starting to like stuff my dad liked. The older I'm getting, you know what I mean? The olives and the onions and stuff like, I don't know why. But there's a price to pay when you eat that stuff.
Flavor.
Yeah. There's a price to pay when you eat that stuff.
What do you mean?
Your hot breath.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't be like eating that stuff in the middle of the day and got to see six more clients.
Well, you got to have gum with you.
I don't like chewing gum.
Oh, like mints. Have mints.
I have mints.
Have mints.
Yeah, I carry mints. I mean, I carry everything. I got like,
you have like a...
Yeah, I got a go bag. You know what I mean? I'm like De Niro in Heat. You know what I mean?
You do always have a lot of stuff with you.
Yeah, I'm like Bobby D. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go at any notice. but I met with me and Mark Clenard. We had a meeting with a distributor down in Southern Virginia.
Oh, how'd that go?
Went well, yeah. They hit it off really well.
Really?
Yeah, really well.
Oh, why are you saying like that?
No, I'm just saying. They just hit it. Well.
It's like a weird. He gave a look. Maybe it is. Maybe you should record this. You definitely gave a look like real well.
Well, without going into great detail, the distributor I met, for the listeners listening, I used to work with a group of people. And Ann Brown is one of the, she's affiliated with the distribution center. That we met with, and yeah, that's why I gave you a look. Without, I wasn't thinking anything crazy. Jesus, put me on the spot, take me way off.
Sorry. So it went well.
It went well. Yeah, they hit it off. They It's funny because the wine business is, and I've said this before. I don't know if I think I've said it on a podcast. It's a big network, but it's a very small community. You know what I mean? Like everyone knows everyone or knows someone.
Yeah.
You know, is connected in so many different ways.
It's true.
So a lot of the people that Mark's done business with and the people that they all had
they
know
knew
each other.
Same,
yeah, yeah.
Same
so
people.
We were talking. We ended up sitting for a couple hours and eating and met at the Wine Styles down in Montclair. Hmm. It was a good time. And yeah, we landed the deal. I mean, they're going to pick up Mangria for the rest of the state of Virginia.
Did you guys taste it too? Or you just
No. I'm actually going to do a presentation. I have to go down there, I think, next week, do a presentation for the owner and all their beer guys. Because it goes hand in hand with the beer distribution company because they have all those accounts in play. You know what I mean? Where I don't have to be banging on doors and prospecting. You know, it's already
established,
there.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get the beer guys excited about it, so they can take it out and present it, and we also have some Mangria kegs coming in, so that should be good too. So exciting stuff with Mangria.
Going on
yeah,
with that.
Yeah. It was. It's really good.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's a good time right now. So we got some stuff popping off, and then I got the really excited about the event I'm doing out in Paramount Studios in July, right
it's
around the corner.
Up.
Yeah, it's coming up. I've talked about this on a podcast too, people. I do an event yearly in my second year, actually, with the Concern Foundation, where we raise money for cancer. So Adam Carolla has been very generous about donating Mangria for the event, and we go out and we pour and we have a booth, and we have pretty much the most popular booth. I mean, last year I had a line wrapped around and the corner, and it was exciting just because, you know, for me, Paramount, you know, the home of the Godfather, you know what I mean? Home of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's pretty incredible.
You know what I mean? Star Trek. You know what I mean? It's Star Trek.
Why'd you say that weird?
Star Trek. You just call me out every chance. Every time.
You can call
Listen
me out
here,
too.
Man.
You talk more
me,
than I do. I don't talk enough, so you can't call me out.
Let me tell you guys
very
something.
Nice. You don't call me out.
I got to be honest with you guys listening, because sometimes I'll say something and the mics could be off, could be cold, you know what I mean? And if I say anything and I just don't pronounce it right,
funny.
She just drills me on it. You know what I mean? So it is what
funny.
It is.
I think
it
it's
is
funny,
but I do. When you got these headphones on, you hear everything.
It's hard to miss.
Jesus, did I just say that? But I did say Star Trek, T-R-A-C-K, Star Trek, Star Trek, Star Trek. All right. Anyway,
we know you're.
Why was I saying Star Trek? I forgot. Oh yeah, Paramount Studios. So yes. I'm looking forward to that. That'd be a great event. So I'll be out in LA, and I'll go hang out at Corolla One Studios. Is that what it is? God, I think that's what it is. But yeah, so that's coming up. A lot of stuff in the wine business. A lot of stuff is shaping up and taking off. So I'm very excited about that, and I look forward to the future. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. There's a lot in the wine business. It's summertime. People still drink their whites.
They're still buying too, man. I mean, it slows down quite a bit, but at the same time, you got to have inexpensive stuff. So I've had a few instances where I've had some good deals, like with Matt Klein's wines, the Three Wine Company.
Those are tasty. Yeah. We talked about them, I think, on the podcast.
Yeah, we did a whole podcast on them. So if you guys are listening, if you want to hear a really good podcast, we did with Jeff Bryant. Excuse me.
I don't know if he was on that one.
Sorry, I'm burping over here, people.
Are you okay?
No, well, yeah, you guys have to understand. In studio, Miriam Tassi prepared some stuffed peppers and sausage, right? She's, oh yeah, look what we have today. So she prepared this really nice thing.
In the studio.
Little you guys know that she's like a gourmet chef. I was going to say cook, but I think that's frowned upon these days. But she had sausage and peppers.
And stuffed peppers, yeah.
Yeah, stuffed red, green, yellow. And,
orange.
And she claims it was an orange one, but it looked yellow to me. So
they're making you burp. I had them too. They're not making me burp.
But yeah, it was delicious, by the way. Delicious. Mm. And what was I talking about? Jesus, I'm all over the place. Huh? Why was I talking about stuffed peppers? Can't even remember.
Burping.
You guys are getting killed today on this podcast. My apologies. So the wine business is, I know where I'm at. The wine business is, it's funny because it goes through hills and valleys, and they just want inexpensive stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I had Matt Klein's wines out where we had it discounted, and I was up at Era Wine, which is a very well-regarded, reputable wine shop in the area. And, they wanted to stack it. Right, so I gotta make some calls to get the deal, to get the price. The price is right, da 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 da. I couldn't get the price where they wanted to, which I got really frustrated because I like making deals. I like closing deals. You know what I mean? Just make it happen. If you're sitting on something that's an older vintage, let's get it out of there.
That's
let's
the
make
like
the deal
quantity,
and get it out. Yeah,
you know?
I just like to make it. You know what I mean? But you have to look at the bigger picture too. Once you get one case or one bottle in, not really one bottle, but one case in, one brand, one label in with, one of these, let's say your client is one of the premier wine shops in the area or any account for that matter. It doesn't even have to be wine. But once you get them to purchase one thing, chances are you can get them to two.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are you can get them to three or maybe four. But when they're talking about moving volume in something, then that's, you know what I mean? That's that white whale that you're hunting. You know, that's what you're going after. So it makes everyone's job easier. So you find the price, you find it, you make it happen. And you do it quick. You have to be very fast because if not, there's a whole line of other people out there.
I was just going to say that.
There's a whole lot of other people out there. And you know, me, the shark that I am, I'm trying to make sure that these other people, you know, whomever it is, get theirs because that way everyone eats.
Yep.
They get a good deal. I get a sweet deal, but I couldn't make it happen.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I don't have that type of juice yet, but it'll come in time. The fact is they're interested and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had a good relationship, so I can keep planting that seed. But at the same time, one of the things that the powers that be don't realize is that once you do, let's say if you took a bit of a loss, but let's say if you did cut your margins and you supplied them, you know, the 5 to 10 cases that they wanted, they come back and buy 5 more, 10 more. But now you're in their thoughts, you're in their Rolodex where they're thinking, all right, I can count on them. They've got some good stuff. They'll play ball.
Right.
And when, you know, if I taste something else, you know, we can feature that for our customers. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. It is planting a seed and it's building that relationship and that loyalty and that trust. And
relationship is everything, and mm-hmm. and not only that, but just being consistent,
mm-hmm.
being there every week,
being reliable,
yeah, being there every week, being able to deliver on time,
yeah.
Being able to be flexible with your pricing, and just follow through. It means the world to everyone,
yeah.
because what you give to them, they give to their customer, and it just comes back around, and
then it
you
does.
Then you're working that that relationship, and it can go on for years,
yep.
but anyway. They still bought, you know, they just didn't buy as much from me that day, but it's now starting to grow
in the right direction.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. And it feels good. So,
good.
Yeah. So a little bit of wine talk for you people today, a little bit of inside knowledge of, my life and what's going on. I'd like to make it a reality TV show. You know what I mean? Follow the wine guy around. You know what I mean? Into the strip clubs, into the deals.
You can.
You know what I mean?
There's a reality show on everything.
All the craziness.
There was one about like wine making, briefly. It wasn't very popular, but it was.
It didn't have me.
No, it was like a totally not popular.
It's got to have the boy, you know what I mean?
Network, too. I don't even think it was like network TV.
I'm going to do it somehow. I'm going to pull it off. But then, you know, at the end of the day, I got to beat feet to my second job in the evening. So I usually go to the gym. At least sometimes if I have time to work out, I'll work out. If not, I'll just take a shower, change, and hit it. I had to do that a couple times this week. I tell you, man, my gym, it's been strange. I mean,
more
you know,
naked lunges.
Yeah, they're still doing that, and I'm kind of getting used to it. It still throws me.
That's
a bit.
Weird when you get used to it too. See,
I don't get used to it to the fact like it's like when you see a roach or something. What the fuck was that? You know what I mean? You see something, not that I see roaches, but I'm just saying when you see something that's not the norm, you know what I mean? If you see a black cat streak across, you always take that second glance really fast. You know what I mean? It's like that. So when I see a nude man go streaking across the room, I'm like, whoa, man, that freak, you know, do you have to do that? And for you, those of you guys listening, you guys may not be familiar with my rants about nude men in my gym, but they're very free about it. And it's not just, you know, it's men all shapes and sizes, mainly a couple sizes, but just big and fleshy, very fleshy, very loose, fleshy men, right? With a lot of like hangover in strange areas, very soft looking and gel. But these are the things I have to see in my gym because it's a very comfortable gym. It's a high-end gym. And it's got a very nice carpeted, very, you know, very nice benches and stuff you could sit on. And people sit there and ponder in the nude, or they go up and they blow. they do, and it's very weird. So this time I took a shower. I just wasn't paying attention. I saw a couple dudes streak across nude, and it's just like, why? That's what I think. But I just keep on going with my day. So I just go. I go dart into the bathroom, but here's what I'm seeing now, man. I'm seeing floss, dental floss,
where?
Hanging and just wrapped around the shower. You know where you turn the water on and
ew.
The nozzle? Yeah, there's always some hanging.
It's
beginning to annoy me, man, because I pay a lot of money. Miriam's making some weird faces, people. Yeah.
Ew, it's like gross, man.
And I look at it and I always take a second look. I'm like, is that what? Because first I think it's just like some sort of string or maybe soap or something that's just dripping. But it's obvious what it is, man. These motherfuckers. Motherfuckers ain't got no couth. You know?
They have no couth? What
yeah,
is that?
I don't know. It's something. Let's look it up. I heard that saying somewhere. What is couth?
I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
Look it up real quick and let's see. Put me on a spot again.
Well, I'm just asking because I don't understand.
Can't boot my computer up. Motherfuckers is just nuts, I think. I mean, it's come to the point where I got to give some... I'm going to have to put something in the suggestion box. You know what I mean? Huh?
Is there a suggestion box
I don't
at
know.
Your gym?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some
sort
of place...
You can do a review. I'm sure you can find a review online. Like, where it's for somewhere you can, like, post
something.
I just
got to keep my fucking head down and just, you know, go for it. It's a bizarre thing.
Hmm.
And but I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just I don't know. You know, it just.
Do you still get a good workout in though? You don't let them distract you from that, do
no,
you?
No, my workouts are strong now.
There you go.
They've gotten really strong, actually. That's good too. Other than that, we've been working on the podcast, and exciting news too on the horizon. So we got commitments from Crazy Legs.
I
think we may have talked about it on one of the podcasts.
I don't think you mentioned who it was.
I did. Yeah, you're right.
You weren't.
A special announcement. Well, I don't generally announce things, especially I'm still burping a lot. When it comes to the podcast, I don't announce guests often, just because I don't want this podcast, this show, to be, you know, to rely heavily, like you have to have a guest or a celebrity or anything like that. Is that nice if we do get, you know, someone like Nicer or Will Blake Grove or whomever to come on to the show? Yeah, that's great, because, you know, I like having a conversation about stuff I'm interested in, that we're interested in. That's great, but I don't want it to be like, you know, this ain't the Tonight Show, obvious, but... You know, it doesn't have...
No, I hear you.
It doesn't have... You know, I don't have to be like, oh, I got to get a guest for this show, or I'm going to take a month off until I get a really good guest. Because, I mean, there's a lot to be said.
Right. It's not only about interviewing people. You got to...
I like interviewing people also, but I also like putting a spotlight on people in the community. So when we interview like a Jeff Bryant or Tony Guida, who's in the wine business, or Anthony Quinn, who's in the wine business. It could be... It doesn't have to be in the wine related either. You know what I mean? It could be... You know, like Freddie Stone could call in, you know what I mean? Or Rico Phillips from Flint, Michigan. I mean, these are guys that, you know, have a very unique background, and they have a good wealth of knowledge, you know what I mean? Or just fun stories.
Yeah, something to share.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I wouldn't turn down, you know, Crazy Legs.
Right.
So Crazy Legs, for you guys listening, you may or may not know, and I'm sure a lot of you guys don't know. Crazy Legs is part of the, you know, I mean, it's just goes back to the 80s of breakdancing, of the beginning of hip hop. And the Rocksteady crew is, you know, world famous all over the world, from Japan to California, New York, everywhere. But yeah, from New York, the Bronx. And yeah, he's agreed to do the show. But, you know, and that comes off the heels of Nicer from the Tatch Crew, the, you know, the world famous mural artists, graffiti artists, and they're also from the Bronx. So it's like one leads to another, and that's exciting.
That's very cool.
Also got a message today. I got a message from Rick Marrero, the hip-hop restaurateur. He said that... P. Diddy's barber, he's a celebrity barber to the stars, is agreed to do the podcast as well.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. I'm trying to find his name real quick. I think it's Curtis something.
Okay, with your barber stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, just in general, yeah, Curtis Smith is his name. And Curtis Smith is, I mean, he's cut hair from everyone, from 50 Cent to Jay-Z, P. Diddy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, he traveled around the world, so I'd love to get in his head. Because, I mean, I like a fresh cut. You know what I mean? You know? Ain't nothing like a fresh cut. And, you know, this guy, I mean, I followed him on Instagram, and holy mackerel. You ought to see some of the designs he can do.
Really?
It's ridiculous. His Instagram is off the hook.
I'll check it out.
It's insane. I mean, it's something to behold. Uh-huh. Let's see. Curtis. I'll look it up real quick. You know what? It doesn't come up. I'd have to know. It's like some other name. Oh. I don't want to waste any time with it. Mm. But, yeah, so that's exciting. That's two that we're working on getting to you guys, I guess, within the next couple weeks. I'll probably send out a email with some dates for Crazy Legs, if not next week, the week after, and see what happens. And then,
nice.
You know, I've been talking to Rick also about tying in these podcasts that we're doing, and just talking with some of the people, because, I mean, one leads to another. I mean, Fat Joe, J Lo, they're from the same neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in theory,
you never know.
Yeah. In theory, you know, I'm going to try to target, and build some relationships, you know, within this community, because this is a community that I was raised in, you know, raised in, on, around hip hop, the birth of hip hop in the 80s, late 70s and early 80s. And, you know, I used to just daydream, you know, about what these guys and girls were doing and getting into. And, you know, we started our own crews and stuff to, you know, be a part of, you know, of this, this lifestyle, which ultimately, you know, has, you know, some roots in this podcast, you know, just because of that. So it's, for me, it's, yeah, I mean, I don't
all
think
connected.
About it. Yeah.
It's
but
really
I don't really
cool.
think about it. You know, it's, you know, I do after Rick will send me a text and be like, done. You know what I mean? We got this, we got that. So it's cool. And I like seeing him involved, or anyone for that matter. Cause I've said, if you want to produce a show and if it's something I have interest in, definitely, or something I'm curious about, I don't have to have interest in it so much. I mean, it helps, but, it's a work in progress and it's definitely progressing, huh?
Hell yeah. It's really
cool.
It's
huh?
really evolved.
I mean, we had Mason Pryor on here.
Yep. And he liked one of my pictures the other day.
Did he really? Yeah. He liked some stuff. It's kind of cool.
So
you know what
cool.
I mean? Yeah. That is kind of
like, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who liked my shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mason motherfucking Pryor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And for those of you guys listening that might have missed that show, definitely go back into the archives and pull out the American Riddle with Mason Pryor. I forget which number it was. But you can look it up. It's on AmericanRiddle.com. Mason Pryor is the son of the world famous comedian Richard Pryor. You know, the godfather, the best, the creme de la creme. You know what I mean? Numero uno. You know what I mean? The supreme. You know what I mean? A number one. You know what I mean? The beast from the east. You know what I mean? Huh?
Just
what?
Just keep going. Yeah. I'm sure there's more.
Damn. I mean, Richard Pryor didn't get any better than that.
That's
some people
true.
Don't even know who Richard Pryor was.
I know. That's
some of these young cats floating around. And see, that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make with the interviews with the Tatch crew, with Nicer, with Graffiti. Because a lot of people, they look up and they might see Graffiti on Facebook, but they might not even know the history of Graffiti.
Right.
How hard it was. How many lives were lost, you know, just trying to put this style of art on the map. And now you see it in major corporations. You see it all over. You see it in commercials. You see it in Starburst and Skittles commercials. You see hip hop and its influences. So it's, you know, when somebody tells me that they don't know about the elements of hip hop, and they don't know you know, Dougie Fresh, who the, you know, original beatboxers were, you know what I mean, or they don't know, you know, they don't even know the fundamentals of DJing, disc jockey, a disc, you know, even what an album. I had a conversation with somebody tonight about an album and what an album was, and how people don't have that organic connection with the music that they have today. It was an interesting conversation I had with a lady, and we were talking about Pharrell and the song Happy. And so I was talking to her, and I was like, yeah, I was like, now you can just download that song. And she wanted to just download a song.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you can just download it. But I was like, don't just stop there. Happy is a beautiful song. It's a wonderful song. It's all over the world. I mean, it's global, which is remarkable. You know what I mean? And Pharrell has paid his dues, and you know, he's such a humble person. At least that's the way he comes across on me. And so I'm telling her this stuff, and I was like, but don't forget about his other songs. I was like, get the whole album. I was like, case in point, I was like, there were times when I would get an album or a record or a cassette,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know I'm dating myself. and I would just listen to one side, you know what I mean? And just into this artist. And then maybe 3 months would pass and I would flip it over. And then I would immediately pick a
like
phone
a new
up.
World.
Oh my gosh. It was insane. And I call people up and be like, have you listened to this side?
Side B?
I'm like, oh, yes, that's what I said. I was like, what about side B? And I told the lady I was talking to, I was like, nobody even says side B anymore. I was like, does side B even exist anymore?
There is no side B.
There's no side B. Side right. B is gone. It's extinct.
That's so weird.
Isn't it? You don't even know what side B is. People listening right now probably don't know what I'm talking about when I say side B. You know what I mean? You have That's no funny. Idea.
I haven't thought about side B in a long time.
Don't forget about side
I'm B. I'm not going to. I still have tapes, but I just have nothing to play them in.
It's not so much the tape, but it's like you do. You'll download an entire
I get the album.
Album. Yeah.
Yeah, if I like the artist and I like the song, I'll be like, well, I want to hear the whole album, and I review it and I pick my faves, you know? It's just... I don't know if I'm going to buy it, you know.
You can't forget about side B, people. Don't
yeah, but
do
you're
it.
Right. There is no side B. But I was actually talking, you're talking about music, but there's also the same thing with photographs. Like my mom gave me an envelope full of old pictures. But when I think back, when is the last time I really looked through my photos in my computers, my old computers or your old drives and stuff like that? It's not the same as when you actually have a picture that you can... touch
it's
and
fun.
Put it in an album.
It's fun to flip through the album.
Yeah.
It's an organic experience.
Yeah, that's lost too. Yeah, when I was talking about it with my parents. My dad experience. Said, I'm going to bring you some photographs too.
I've done that, not recently, but I did it a few years back with a friend of mine. And I was down, I was like, I got to go here and print these out and I want to get frames and blah, 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 blah. And they were like, well, why are you doing that? Like, why? It looked at me very strange. Like, why are you printing them out? You know, sometimes I like to lay in bed or whatever, and
yeah, I'm thinking
or
about
you're
doing
in the living
that,
room,
some,
you're on the couch,
some.
And you're actually you know picking them up, and you're going through each. It's just like a book, but we're getting away from that, and that was my point with the young lady I was talking to today. I was telling her I was like, well, don't forget about you know the other side B, because you know it does exist, and you're going to open up your mind to all different. You know, all different areas of everything that he has and what he's showcasing.
Yeah.
You know, speaking in
well,
terms
it's part
of Pharrell.
Of it, not even all different sides, probably just a snippet.
And she didn't even know. Like, she didn't know a lot of stuff about Pharrell. And I was just dropping science on it. And I was like, yeah. I was like, haven't you? Did you see him on Oprah? And she was like, no, I saw him on Ellen. I was like, yeah, I saw the Ellen one too. It was pretty funny. But I was like, have you seen the Oprah? So I pulled up on the YouTube. I pulled it's a great new thing. Have you heard of YouTube?
Never heard of it.
I pulled up the Oprah, and we talked about this on a podcast before, but I pulled up the Oprah Winfrey interview where mm-hmm. he breaks down. Yep. But I mean, he as genuine as he is, he has that magic touch, and people feel it. It transcends through his message and his music, his art, the way he carries himself. Everything from the way he dresses and his hat, you know what I mean? He switched up the hat. He is a recent picture where he's rocking a fedora, which is cool. It's really cool. It's a
I know
cool
you're
look.
A fan.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I was telling the lady, I was like, yeah, she was like, yeah, you don't see men wearing fedoras or hats anymore. There was a time when they did. I was like, yeah. I was like, there was a time. There was also a time where men were men. But I was like, that being True. Said, I was like, if you go to Atlanta or you go to Detroit, all the men wear hats like that. All the men. It's not really like a time warp, but in a way it is, I guess. It's a different feel. You know what I mean? All the men wear hats. I'd say a good percentage. If you go down downtown Detroit, all of them have nice hats, coats, ties.
I grew up, my dad
shoes.
Wore that stuff. So I'm used to men wearing hats. So it's weird that now it's all like, you know, it's weird. It's like beanies and.
Well, whatever. And that's another conversation that we got into. She was like saying that people are more casual.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm fumbling over my words, because I was at my second job, people, and I try not to mention the place of my employee on the podcast. But that's the conversation that we had. And she was like, yeah, well, people are more casual these days.
Yeah.
And They don't like it. And see, that's the thing that people don't miss. I mean, that's the thing that they are missing. Mm. That a lot of with all this money that corporations are making now, and they think that they're connecting with the consumer, they're really not. They're missing the mark because people don't connect with this form of casual play. This form of flip-flops in the workplace and shorts in the workplace. And that's the first thing that this person brought up. She was like, you know, you
had unprofessional.
You had short, you know, she was like, everyone's too casual. They're wearing shorts and not properly dressed. And granted, you know, when you present that to the generation in question, they're just going to, you know, blow you off as being quote-unquote old. And you have to understand.
Or too serious, or
yeah. But at the same time, that's the thing that they're missing is the fact that there's certain things you just don't do. Like if you do have a hat, you take it off if you're inside. You know what I mean?
No, that's lost too.
When you go outside, you put on a pair of pants. You know what I mean? You just do. I know I'm sounding old, but it's just little things that you do. You know what I mean? Put a pair of shoes on, put on a pair of pants. You know what I mean? If you're sagging, you're sagging. You know what I mean? I still bail. I still sag when I go out. You know, I got my Dickies. I mean, and but at the same time.
You're also not asking people to dress up, you know, like all out.
I dress appropriate for the environment
yeah.
I'm in. That's why I do carry a go bag with me. I got like two, I got three.
You're always prepared.
I got three outfits that I wear throughout the day. Okay. So I got my Dickies and my shell tops. Street clothes, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then I got, you know, my wine gear, you know, a pair of pants, sometimes a tie, a kerchief, you know what I mean? Got to have, you know, for the pocket, blazer,
kerchief.
You know. A completely different look. And then I got my gym shorts and my tennis shoes, you know, when I'm in the gym. So in those three, you'll see me at any part of the day. But I'm not going to wear the gym shorts and stuff to work. You know what I mean? I'm not going to wear, even if they're nice shorts, you know what I mean? Like knickers or something. I'm not going to wear those to work. I'm not going to wear shorts to work. Like when you do see people wearing shorts to work, I get it, but it ain't right.
Yeah, I can't wear shorts.
It's not right.
I just don't wear shorts anyway. I'm not a big shorts.
It's not professional.
No. No, and then people wonder why people comment on it.
I told the lady I was talking to, I said, look, here's the deal. I quit flying Southwest. Unless I really have to fly Southwest, I quit flying Southwest for the fact that they wore khakis and khaki shorts. They wore khaki shorts and told jokes on the plane, like on two of my flights, right? And I was like, I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. I get it why you're doing it, and it you may think that it provides a relaxing atmosphere. You're laid back. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But come on, man. I want you to be serious. I want you to be stern. And I want you to be focused when you're flying this plane, when you're serving drinks, when you're showing me where the exit is. I want you to be professional in uniform. In uniform. So now I spend the extra money. And when I fly out to LA, I fly Virgin. They're in uniform. They do have a casual. They have like the, you know, the neon lights and stuff and the purple and all that stuff. That's the cool part, but they're in uniform, and everything is uniform, and that sits well with me. It just does. It sits well, and they got a pair of pants on. The fucking plane goes down, and you got shorts, and you're done. You know what I mean? You're done. You can't make it. You know?
I guess.
I'm just telling you like it is, Mariam Tazi. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be a grumpy old man. It's coming.
Like, I get what you're saying. I mean, I you know, I'm just, it doesn't bother me as much.
You know. Why'd I go off in that rant? Why was I rambling on about that? I was just talking about Pharrell.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And this hat, you know? So, yeah, we need to get back to hats. And you can't forget about side B.
Yeah, but like distinguished.
Distinguished hats. You know? I mean, you know, I wear skull caps and stuff. I wear all sorts of hats.
Shark fin. You know what I mean?
That's right. My hat's like a shark's fin. That's right. You know what I mean? Give me a Kango, a terry cloth Kango. I'm good. It's on my, it's actually on my phone, straight up. I was showing this cat. I bought some new equipment for the podcast and for my headphones. I needed a headphone app. So I was showing showing a cat at work. I was like, yeah, should I get this and this? And I was like, I had it in my wish list. Mm-hmm. So I get, you know, compiles a list of things that I need to, you know, I'd like to get. And we were scrolling through, you know, scrolling down. Is it here? I think it is. Yeah, there you go. I'll let you see it. So I was scrolling down and see that mixer.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful mixer, isn't it?
So yeah.
It ain't cheap. It's like $800. Now scroll down to the next one. What do you see?
Neon green.
Huh?
Kangol Men's Bermuda casual hat. Mushy. What is this?
It's basically a terry cloth Kangol hat. You ain't got to read what it really is because it doesn't matter. But
it's my goodness.
It's not the neon green. That's just the one.
Mushy
that came,
pea.
That's just the one that came up. Yeah, that's just the photo color. But I'd probably get me like a blue, a black. That's you know what I mean? Get me a few colors.
It's a great hat.
Chilling. Yeah. Yeah, you got to know these things, Miriam Taz.
I used to have a baby blue Kangol. The cat I was showing it to,
he just looked at it and just shook his head at me. It's like, yeah, the Kangol baby. Got to have that.
You can totally pull it off.
I know I can. I did before.
I'm sure you
I
did.
Mean, granted, it was 1986. I can pull it off. That was a little thinner, you know what I mean? Ugh. I'm a B-boy. What? I just...
try to make a stance.
I just got into a seated B-boy stance. That's what she's laughing at. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. You know what I mean? I'm all over the place. I'm at the gym. I got to deal with floss and nude men. I got to deal with hipsters and being too casual. You know what I mean? I got to deal with people just, you know, hitting the download button and just getting one song and not forgetting about side B. That's the stuff I got to deal with, people. So I'm here to educate you, and it, you know, in the same sentence, if I can get it out, you know, I got to get. Miriam's looking; she's hanging on to every word. You know what I mean? What's coming next? I can't figure out what's coming next, but I'm trying to think of something very fast. Tired people, you know, it's been a long week. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, yeah, you can't forget about side B. You got to know. You got to download the rest. And True. You can't forget about the best. You know what I mean? You like that. She likes when I rhyme. You ought to see her.
Because you think you're, like, so clever.
Do I? Yeah. Do I
like? You're, like, very proud of yourself. And you like to to insist on the ending. Like, when I say ending, you'll say best.
The best.
Best. Yeah, you enunciate when you rhyme.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it, really. I had Justin out. He got his mohawk. Finally got his mohawk hooked up. Dude hooked it up. It was a really cool. It's more of a frohawk. But Justin's my son. For those of you listening, it might be your first time listening, and we appreciate that. But I usually give updates on what my son's into. So, yeah, he's got a summer look, which is the mohawk.
Nice.
It is nice. It's a cool picture. It's a cool picture on my Facebook page of him and his cousins, and him with his frohawk. So
is that what it's called?
That's what I call it.
Oh.
Yeah, don't ever, you know. I
mean,
people
trying to learn.
You don't learn from me. How many episodes have you been on this podcast? You ought to know better. Anything that comes out of my mouth is probably the truth. But if you had to deal with the way I spell or pronounce something or enunciate, I'm gonna mess it up. Yeah, I get that daily. Also, like when I'm pronouncing French wines and stuff, I was in front of a customer yesterday. I had a private event to do, and she's like, "They're like, oh, what's this wine? Oh, that's the Tutaval." I was like, "It's and how do you pronounce? Now, how do you pronounce it?"
No, I like to say the other one. The name of the
Gerard Bertrand. Gerard Bertrand Tutaval. I was like, "It's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, and Carignan." And they're like, "Carry what?" And I'm like, "Carignan." I was like, all right, we want to know this. This is how you pronounce it? I was like, well, it may not be the way it's pronounced because don't listen to me. I wrestle with the English language. So how do you think I do with French?
That's a hard one, though. There's a lot of in that one. Gerard Bertrand.
Say it.
I just did.
One more time.
Gerard Bertrand.
Yeah, there's no way I can say that.
Yeah.
Gerard Bertrand. Gerard
Bertrand.
That's right. Gerard Bertrand. Your new name is GB, and this is the Grenache Syrah.
Mourvèdre. Or Carignan.
Carignan.
It's not Carignan. Carignan. Carignan, if you're going to say it.
Like Carignan. That. Say it again.
Carignan.
I can't say
it. But
that.
You said Carignan.
C. Okay, we're going to call it a C. The sea grape. What's the sea grape? I don't know.
It could be Chenin Blanc.
Chenin Blanc.
Yeah.
Yeah, those I can get away with.
See? The whites.
Mm. So, yeah, don't, whatever I said, you know, don't hold my feet to the flame.
Frohawk.
Yeah, Frohawk. I think that there is something called Frohawk.
I think so, too. I think I've heard it before. I don't think it's just you who came up with that.
Yeah, I think so, too, Miriam Tyson. but yeah, so we got the wine shaping up. We got, plenty of Mangrie out there now, and it's starting to, definitely take off. And we've got a couple other states on my end, thinking about going up to Michigan and working that market at some point in time. And then, maybe assisting down in Florida. Florida's having an uphill battle, but we'll see what happens.
Mm.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. And, upcoming guests. So,
exciting.
I think so. I think it's going in the right direction. Mm. And we'll see what we get. Because I'm going to try to also nail down one or two interviews when I'm out in L.A. and see what happens. Take advantage of my time out there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We can bring you guys some, instead of a bunch of jibber-jabber like today. You know what I mean? But, you know, some of the stuff is, you know, it's important. I like sharing my thoughts and my, you know, some of my dreams and aspirations and
your experiences at the strip clubs
and nude men in the gym. Frustration with the hipsters. Motherfuckers don't know who Ray Charles is.
I was wondering who that was again when we were trying to see. There's someone else that they didn't know who it was. Like, there's...
Motherfuckers don't know who Ray Charles is, man. They might as well just quit today.
It's just
crazy. Might as well just quit everything. So, it is what it is. But if you guys are listening right now, I appreciate you tuning in. But whatever you do, wherever you go, don't forget about Side B. Side B will get you through it. Side B will make you smile. Side B will make you laugh. Might even make you cry. But it'll bring you back every time. So don't forget about Side B. Thanks for tuning in. Domino, motherfucker.